USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. For a second weekend, tens of thousands of protesters have filled the streets of Russia calling for the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. At least 4,700 have been arrested Sunday. More protests are expected on Tuesday when Navalny heads to court. He was arrested 2 weeks ago after returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Meanwhile, more protests and hundreds of arrests in several other countries over coronavirus restrictions are taking place. More than 300 demonstrators in Brussels were arrested. There were also arrests in Vienna as thousands clashed with police who had banned gatherings. And more than 10,000 Israelis gathered at the funeral procession of a prominent rabbi in Jerusalem in defiance of orders. There were also demonstrations in France, Spain, Denmark, and Dodger Stadium in L.A. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Schoolgirls who were kidnapped in West Africa years ago have finally escaped.
Some of the missing Chibok girls who were abducted in Nigeria have escaped the African militant group Boko Haram, according to their parents. Officials of the Chibok Parents Association said some of the more than 100 girls still missing after the 2014 mass kidnapping have now fled from their captors. Boko Haram raided a boarding school in Chibok, Nigeria, and abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls. The mass abduction prompted global outrage and widespread social media campaigns condemning the kidnappings and demanding the girls' return. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A gunfight in the East African capital of Mogadishu is playing out between Somalia security forces and armed gunmen at a hotel. Authorities say a car bomb exploded at the gate, followed by gunfire inside. Occupants are being rescued. It is unclear whether there are casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 70-year-old Tennessee man accused of killing two fellow duck hunters was found dead in a rural part of the state on Saturday. 70-year-old David Val accused of fatally shooting the two men during an altercation last week. 25-year-old Zachary Grooms and 26-year-old Chance Black identified as the victims. A famous classic rock guitarist has crossed over. USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look back.
Hilton Valentine, the founding guitarist of the English rock band The Animals, has passed away. He's credited with coming up with one of the most famous opening riffs in the 1960s. Their version of The House of the Rising Sun propelled The Animals to the top of the charts in 1964. Valentine later said he based the A minor arpeggio on Bob Dylan's arrangement of the song. The Animals' record label, ABCO, described him as a pioneering guitar player. The cause of death is unknown. Hilton Valentine was 77.
Winter weather alerts are in effect from Minnesota to Maine as a snowstorm continues to track east. Heavy snow coming down across the Great Lakes and the Midwest. The snow is going to spread across the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic, reaching Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. Snow is expected to fall in New York City overnight and continue along the I-95 corridor throughout the day on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.